This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Yeah,
Chris McMonagle.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yeah. 11:43 on this Monday evening. Made you wait a little bit. Had to wait all the way till Monday night, you poor bastards. That's okay, I'm here now. I'm filling in for Keith, and I got you until 2 a.m. 888-808-1019. We got Paul Rosenberg on the other side. Only 17 minutes, folks. Only 17 minutes. And we'll take your calls again at 888-808-1019. You just heard the end of the Dallas-Arizona Cardinals game. Dallas is in bad shape as the Giants are. Jerry Jones talking about trades at the trade deadline. We'll get to that, too, and what the Giants should do with the trade deadline. And we got to start there. We'll get to... Thank you, Paul. We'll get to some other stuff. Baseball news. MVPs. Off-season, people opting out, plenty to get to. But we got to start with the lousy Giants, and I know I'm one of the guys who've supported this coach. I have. I supported this coach for a handful of reasons. Number one, the way Jackson Dart has played. They drafted him, they picked him, we went through all of this. And how he's played and how important I view that relationship and how well it's gone. The other thing is what made Sunday... yesterday, so frustrating for me. Yesterday might be one of the more frustrating losses and frustrating performances I've seen out of this Giant team through the Brian Daboll era. And I know that's saying a lot because there's been a lot of losing. That isn't lost on me. I'm well aware of it. But when they took over, when Jackson Dart took over as quarterback of this team, it felt different. It did. We can deny it now, and it doesn't mean you have to be happy with different. I understand that. But we can't deny the difference in this team, in this group, the minute he took over. And yeah, Cam Scadaboo was part of it too. And it just felt like they were building towards something. And I know it still included losses. It included a loss to the lousy New Orleans Saints, but they turned the ball over 5 times. Like, to me, as well as just the quarterback playing, there was a level of play from this group. I talked about it a lot. Even after the Denver loss, there was a feeling that I got that the lousy, non-competitive, pushover New York Giants that were invited, you know, went to go play Denver, and that's when Denver decided to have their big day. They put Thomas in the Ring of Honor. They, you know, celebrated the championship team. They had Peyton Manning there. They did it that day. They didn't do it on opening day. They didn't do it. They did it when the Giants came to town, because the Giants are a lousy football team that you can guarantee a victory against. And that had been the case for 2 years and three games. And for me, it felt different. Even in a loss to the Saints, even in a loss to Philadelphia, even in that fourth quarter blow up against the Denver Broncos, there was a level of play and a trajectory of going up after beating the Chargers, after taking care of the Philadelphia Eagles in a manner in which the Giants organization hasn't done in almost 20 years, through championships, through the Tom Coughlin era. It has been a long time since the New York Giants, in a meaningful way, kicked the crap out of the Eagles the way they did on that Thursday night. It had been a long time. And despite losing and being 2-3 in the five games with Jackson Dart, I had felt like we could say goodbye to the disgusting, miserable feeling you get watching the lousy Giants play, the inevitability of how they're going to lose the game, the inability to keep up with the team in front of them, and just sit there and watch and let the terrible football wash over you. And because I thought those days were done, because I was impressed with how the quarterback was playing, and yes, I still think he deserves credit for how the quarterback has played. I still think he deserves credit for drafting the quarterback. But the idea that the lousy, stinking, disgusting watch New York Giants were back on my television screen on Sunday was as frustrating as it gets. Because I know it's about wins and losses. I get it. And I put, when you start a rookie quarterback, maybe I'm different than a lot of you, I value his progression almost as much as I do wins and losses. And I knew this team wasn't going to the playoffs, and I knew this wasn't a legitimate playoff contending, championship contending team, and I needed to see some wins, but I didn't put a number on it. I didn't need to see them make the playoffs. I didn't need to see them double their wins from last year. It wasn't necessarily about the number of victories. It was about whether or not this team was going to continue to progress, continue to play well, continue to get better, continue to show effort. And what we saw from this Giant team on Sunday was none of that. None of that. None of that. I don't know what happened since that fourth quarter, and you could pretty much put it to the idea that they lost their two best defensive backs and their corner and their Adebo and Holland, their corner and safety. The minute that went down, this team has completely fallen apart. And I expected going up against a 49er team that is depleted as they are defensively. Like, they have no pass rush. They have two players of their original starting front seven. They're playing with a backup quarterback. The Giants go right down the field, running the football, dominating the line of scrimmage. Teo Johnson makes an incredibly tough play right on the sidelines and runs them over into the end zone. And that opening drive had me feeling like the Giants were going to play a football game again. That I can't guarantee they were going to win the football game, but this is the New York Giants. They are going to play a well, crisp game where their lack of talent, specifically in the defense, might end up losing them the game, but they were going to fight and they were going to play hard. And that's what I expected from this team going up against the 49er team, where they're only 2.5-point underdogs at home. And instead, you got a home game for the San Francisco 49ers. You got an inept performance offensively after that first drive, and you got give up from the defense. Forget how lousy they are. And that's to the GM. And we'll have this discussion throughout the week, throughout the season, who's more to blame for this. And I still, at this moment right now, put it far more on this GM and his inability to draft and the misses, the swing and misses from first-round picks like Banks, who's atrocious, who's embarrassing, who has no interest in making tackles. I tweeted it out during the game. I have never seen a less interested tackler in my life than Banks. It is a forget getting run over. I'm surprised he stood there to get run over. I almost wanted to applaud him for getting in the way of the defender, at least. That's how bad he is. That's how bad that defense was. That's how bad Dexter Lawrence is playing right now. That's how bad that absolutely overrated front four.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And I know the scheme is bad, and I know the defensive coordinator's bad, and I know the coaching's bad, and I know everything. At some point, the four of them are supposed to be a dominant unit, and Burns is the only one playing. That defensive performance was a joke. It was embarrassing. The 49ers and their banged up, you know, no backup quarterback. They're playing their backup quarterback. They have two wide receivers down, and yet they run the football down the Giants' throat, which everyone does. And then, like, multiple times, including the touchdown, Christian McCaffrey is left wide open. I know Sal was yelling about it. They were talking about the afternoon drive. I know I'm getting at it at 11:50 at night, Monday night. But my God. My God. They have one weapon. They have one weapon. How is he wide open? That performance was so disheartening. That performance was so disgusting. Because I know they've lost games. And I know I felt differently about this team than a lot of you did. I watched this team from the minute Jackson Dart took over and they won that game against the Chargers. And then they were the better football team against the Saints. They had five straight turnovers. It's not acceptable, and it has nothing to do with the coaching. The coaching is part of it too. But when you watch that game, they were moving the football almost at will. It was mistakes from the rookie running back and the rookie quarterback that I can almost live with. As frustrating a loss as that is, I can almost live with it. Five terrible fumbles and turnovers that are just young kids making mistakes. It happens. Then they go and beat the crap out of the Eagles, and then they are taking it. Absolutely taking it to the Denver Broncos. Like, that was different. Even in the loss, even in those two losses in those four games, it felt different to me. And I was willing to see this regime play it out because the quarterback was playing well and the level of their overall play had reached at least the base level of what's acceptable. And that all went away. I mean, we forget now and we're still going to fly planes and we saw and we'll get to, you know, everything coming out of the players too after the post game and obviously the home game and how it felt for the 49ers. It's embarrassing. And I know now it feels like forever ago, and we're not going to remember the night that we were all in disbelief of how they beat Philadelphia. And I'm not saying that's good enough. I'm saying we started to see something. And that's why last week I was so adamant about I'm not ready to fire the coach. I'm not ready to just say Brian Daboll sucks because the quarterback's playing great, and despite some losses, they were playing a different brand of football. They were playing games where they, and I know they got beat up by the Eagles too. That's, again, you're going into a game, you lose one of your big-time players who has been a big part of turning this thing around in Scataboo. I mean, his foot practically comes off on the middle of the field. And you're on the road against the defending champs. That's a tough game to win. I was almost willing to excuse that one as well. This performance against the 49ers was so atrocious and so exactly like every other losing game. It's hard for me to stand here and tell you anything about the coach. It's hard for me to stand here and tell you anything about a trajectory. It's hard for me to sit here and tell you anything positive about this group, how that defense played, how many drop freaking passes. They're going down the field, 3rd and 3 becomes 3rd and 13 because of 2 false starts. Like, the drop passes, the piss poor tackling, just everything about that team and that performance, leaving Christian McCaffrey wide open for a touchdown, wide open for another back-breaking long third down, just embarrassing.
Welcome to hell!
Welcome to hell. That they reverted back to the pushover lousy Giants that I was dumb enough to think didn't exist anymore. I wasn't sure about wins, and honestly, I don't put as much stock into winning the games. I do feel of it when you bring in the rookie quarterback and you play him from week 3 and you've lost 3 games before he even played, and then he goes out and wins his first game and beats the Eagles. It wasn't so much to me about, I need 6 wins, I need 8 wins, I need 9 wins, I need to make the playoffs. I don't take every loss of the past 3 seasons. I don't take everything into account. Like, to me, it's a bit of a new beginning when you start that quarterback, and I was seeing a team continuing to play well, and then Sunday happened. And players gave up. Bottom line, players gave up. Players gave up. Players have to answer questions about why it sounds like a San Francisco 49ers home game in the building. Players are running out with their pants around their ankles to avoid the media. The defensive coordinator is an absolute joke. They still won't fire him. Still won't move on from him. Their best players are not playing like it. I mean, we saw... And Tiki was talking about it today. We saw the quarterback uplift this whole team. I saw it. I'm not going to deny that I saw it because I'm pissed today. I saw it. We saw him uplift this offense, uplift this team. And I don't know what happened in that last quarter in Denver, but it feels like it broke them. And there is nobody on defense, nobody who is standing up and saying, I don't care about the coach. I don't care about anything else. We have a standard of play here. I don't care how many injuries we have. I don't care how many players who aren't worthy of being in the NFL are starting for us. And that's, you want to talk about the real problem. The real problem is there's not enough talent on this team, and Joe Shane has done a terrible job. Terrible job at the defensive backfield in particular, and the amount of first, he traded up to get into the first round to take Banks. He can't play in the NFL. You got Evan Neal, who just got suited up for the first time all season because of injuries to the offensive line. It's a top 10 pick. I'm not sure how many games any coach could win with this team. And I care less about wins than some others do. I wanted to see competitive football every week. I want to see the quarterback get better, competitive football every week. And I thought for the most part, we were seeing that even with some losses in there. Friday completely derailed the entire forward progress thing I've been talking about. That was right back to the same crap. It was a terribly offensive called game after that first drive. I thought the coach played scared. I know there's some debate on whether or not he should have kicked the field goal and go for the touchdown. With the way that defense is playing, I'll take my chances getting 4 yards with this kid. I thought it was playing scared. I thought the offensive game plan after the turnover and short field, just settling for 3 points, was terrible. There were so many things about this game that pissed me off. Despite having his back, despite talking about it all week long, that I'm willing to keep Dable, I want to see how the season plays out. I thought this was a winnable football game against a banged-up football team, and they rolled into MetLife Stadium and absolutely wiped the floor with this Giant team who didn't seem to give a crap in the second half. That was as frustrating a loss because of what I expected of this team. And, you know, Connor Hughes said it too. We talked a lot, whether you blame Daniel Jones or not, whether you view Daniel Jones doing what he's doing in Indianapolis, although he looked like Daniel Jones again this week. But if you want to blame Daniel Jones or not, or whatever the case may be, we have said over and over again for the last couple of years, I have said it, a lot of people have said it, but I've said it. What do you expect with the quarterback play he's been given? Like, we need to see the quarterback play. And as much as I can tell you that I absolutely give him credit for how Jackson Dart is playing, Jackson Dart is playing well enough where they should be much better. You can't go on for 2 years talking about how the only reason this offense can't function is because the quarterback play is so crappy, and then watch this quarterback play his ass off and still have the same results. Yesterday changed a lot of things for me. I didn't think they were done losing, because it's hard to win games in the NFL, and honestly, their defense isn't talented in the defensive backfield. I wasn't sure how many games they would win. I don't need to have a certain number. I need a level of play. I need a level of buy-in. I need a level of play. And I thought for the first 5 weeks of the Jackson Dart era, we got that. I really did. That all changed on Sunday. It just did. It all changed against a winnable game against the 49ers, who are banged up as they are, and one team was able to make adjustments, one team was able to overcome their injuries, one team continued to play hard, one team had an offensive scheme that got their best player, their only best player, their only weapon open consistently, and the other team had one drive and then did nothing and had drop balls and missed tackles all over the place. That was a rough game for me. That was as disheartening a Giant game as I've had in a long time. I was starting to buy into this team a little bit, even with the losses. That's done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.